Hello, and welcome back to the 5 Minute Philosophy Podcast, episode 2, still going strong. So today I thought I would do an episode about David Hume and talk a bit about his views on causation. So he talks about this in An Inquiry Concerning Human Understanding. Emphasis on concerning. Peace and love only to David. I actually quite like his ideas about causation, so thought it would be nice to share, evangelize, if you will. One thing to note about Hume is that lots of people interpret him in lots of different ways. So here, for example, regarding his claims about causation, there are two main avenues that people usually take. So either that Hume is making an ontological claim about what causation is in itself, so how the process takes place, how causes and effects interact, whether it exists even, or whether he's making an epistemological claim about what we as humans can know about causation. So not to get too personal on Maine, but I personally read Hume in the latter way. So my reasoning for this, if I may disclose, is that Hume's whole account is kind of making a statement about our limited epistemological scope, or how little we're actually warranted to claim to rationally know. So my thoughts are, why would he then go against himself and make claims about causation? So it doesn't really make sense to me, but personally. But what follows will be an unbiased contenture of what Hume says. So beginning with, Hume's main statement is that our knowledge from experience, we can't say it is rational. So this is a posterior knowledge, if you're a hardcore fan out there. And he says that this knowledge from experience can't be rational. We can't claim that it's rational because it rests on an unreliable model of causal inference. This is unreliable because this model itself, the causal model, makes many assumptions. So, for example, the regularity of nature, or that we can know and therefore make claims that rest on the reality of cause and effect. But I'll go into these in a bit more detail. So his famous example is the sunrise example. So the sun rose today, the sun rose yesterday, the day before that, the day before that, the day before that. But does this warrant us in claiming that the sun will rise tomorrow? No, of course not. Don't be silly. To make this claim that the sun will rise tomorrow, we are necessarily relying on a mode of reasoning called induction, as opposed to deduction, which is the other type. So inductive inferences, just to go into this a bit, move from a collection of limited evidence to a general conclusion. So to use another example, I could say that I've only ever seen black cats, so I have to infer that all cats must be black, obviously. And we can see this even just thinking about it, that it's not a very reliable form of reasoning. So you could say that induction is not truth-preserving when you move from the premises to the conclusions. And just to make a contrast really quickly, deductive inferences, as opposed to inductive, on the other hand, move from quite a general and well-established set of evidence to a more reserved and limited conclusion. So, for example, we could say that all dogs are mammals. This right here is a dog, so this is a mammal. So this is less of a fun mode of inference, you could say. Well, because it produces no new content, you could say. So the content of the conclusion that this is a mammal because it's a dog is included within the content of the premises. So you don't really find out anything new, but it's definitely more reliable. But unfortunately for us, for everyone, for humans, Hume says that causal inference is of the first kind. So it's unreliable. So hate to break it to you. And this is firstly because we can't infer that tomorrow will be the same as today. It's the whole regularity of nature argument. It's the same as today, yesterday, day before that, because it's induction. So that kind of links into this whole kind of model that this reasoning relies on. And this all ties into causation, kind of, because Hume is saying that when we're making these inductive inferences, we are making confident claims, like I'm confidently saying that the sun will rise tomorrow, about the things that we don't have sufficient evidence to assert, but we think we're making rational claims because it's rational to believe that the sun will rise tomorrow. So as Hume points out, the only thing we have to go off when making these claims, as confidently as we do, is, quotation, the evidence of our memory and senses, which is section 4 of the inquiry, if you're wondering. So the relation of cause and effect allows us, Hume says, to surpass this limited evidence that we have in this inductive model. And therefore, this makes us feel like we're making rational claims about future or unobserved phenomena because we're relying on this assumed, kind of model of cause and effect that we take to be a reliable thing to be able to use tied in with this inductive model. But the spoiler is that they're not actually rational, because as we know, this all leads back to induction, assumption of regularity in nature, all the bad things. The end, really. See you next time. Or will I? Hume is just being silly. It's just a thought experiment at the end of the day. He's actually just joking. He says, custom is a great guide to human life. Ha ha. So he's basically saying, when you're done with philosophy for the 6 minutes that you are doing philosophy today, you can just close the book, shut off the podcast, get on with your life. But he said, you know, it's a giggle to think about, I like to think. But thank you for listening, and I will be back soon with another episode. Follow the socials, guys. Twitter and Instagram. But bye for now.